God bless you. I love you, too. A lot more than you even know I love you. This is a song that's on my CD, One Left Shoe. I hope you buy it sometime in the next year, because if you do, the proceeds go to me. Which isn't such a bad thing after all. This is a song about that I wrote about picking up a prostitute. And the thing about this song is it rhymes the word eager with Bob Seger. And that's the only word I could think of to rhyme with eager. Is there any other word you could rhyme with eager than Bob Seger? Not meager. Leaguer, little leaguer. I could have done little leaguer and meager. Well, I didn't know at the time. The first thing that came to me was Bob Seger. And my parents came in the studio when I was recording this song on my record. I was like, why come in during this song? Any other song but a prostitute song. I was an altar boy, and my parents are very Catholic, so it wasn't a good thing. And this is called Forbidden Fruit, okay? Are you with me here, Blind Pig? Forbidden Fruit. Thank you. I want to sing it to the sister of Mike Walter's brother's girlfriend. Where is she? Will you come up here so I can sing it to you? I feel like I'm singing it to somebody. I'll serenade you. Mike Walters isn't here, but his brother is, and that's her boyfriend, so it's totally safe and cool. Okay, this is called Forbidden Fruit. I'm going to sing it, and we're going to reenact it like it's a whole thing. Okay? Here goes. She-hop. What's that? Oh, okay. You're all right. Janet Bean? Payne. Janet Payne, will you come to the front of the stage? So that Mike Walter's brother's sister's girlfriend's friend could have some company. Cause I'm about to sing her song off of my debut solo album, One Left Shoe. It's a lonely song about picking up a prostitute. Oh, Janet, there you are. Hi. Good to see you. Okay. Whoa, when you get drunk, you speak another language. I do not even understand the words you just said. It sounded like this to me. This is what I heard. She hopped in my car. Faster than butter. Honey, would you like a date? She said. It wasn't even an original line. And my pants, they tightened. And my face grew taut. And in my mind, my mother said you'd better not. Then again, she always told me that I wouldn't like the taste of beer. And she slid real close to me. She said, I need not fear. And I looked like I was caught in headlights with the eyes of a mommy deer. Forbidden fruit, I'll scale your thorny vine. To reach the top, I'll scrape and twist my spine. Forbidden fruit, man, what a joyous meal. It tastes so sweet, I'll even eat the peel. If they told me that I shouldn't, then I would. Man, bad must mean good. Bad, bad, good. She thrust a tape in my cassette deck. She seemed a little eager. I said, this sounds just like a TV ad. She said it was Bob Seger. Like a rock in my smoke dance loops from a cigarette. And a fingernail's a silver like a shiny jet. And a lipstick stained the filter and she twirled it like a pink roulette wheel. He always has to use the color pink when you're talking about a song about prostitution. The imagery in this song is brilliant. Forbidden fruit, I'll scale your thorny vine. To reach the top, I'll scrape and twist my spine. Forbidden fruit, man, what a joyous meal. It tastes so sweet, I'll even eat the peel. If they told me that I shit in, then I would. Man, bad must mean good. Bad, bad, good. Okay, here we come to the denouement of the story. That means climax, which is also a good word to use in a song about prostitution. Okay. We sat on her floor, connected like a human train. Whoa. I talked on and on about my life. Her interest, she just feigned. And she laid me down on a single bed. And the roof dripped rain. Drip is a good word to use when talking about prostitution, too. Down upon my head. And my ankles, they filled with beads of sweat. And the money looked so green. And she looked right through me as if I were a window. And when we both were empty, the neon left an eerie glow. Forbidden fruit, I'll scale your thorny vine. To reach the top, I'll scrape and twist my spine. Forbidden fruit, man, what a joyous meal. Tastes so sweet, I'll even eat the peel. If they told me that I shouldn't, then I would. Man, bad must mean good. Why does bad always feel so good? Thank you. What? That song's on my CD, One Left Shoe, but it doesn't have the conversations in the middle of it. So somebody's bootlegged this show tonight. I see back there by the name of Jay, so you can get a copy of that. When you buy the CD, you can compare and contrast and do your own little thesis statement on that song. You could do a whole thesis statement on that song by saying how it compares to Paul Simon the Boxer on the picking pattern, too. But we don't want to get into that right now because there could be litigious.